Occupy Sandy has been at the forefront of relief efforts in the city from the beginning and has often been the first relief group to make it into devastated communities with supplies and assistance. Tammy Shapiro is an organizer with Occupy Sandy. She says they have active aid distribution centers in several communities.
In Coney Island, the Rockaways, Staten Island, Sheepshead Bay, and Red Hook, we have places where we are distributing aid. So we have hot food that we've been cooking, stuff that we've been collecting for them, like cleaning supplies, warm clothes. We're no longer collecting clothes, but blankets, flashlights, batteries, things like that. In addition to that, we've done outreach and canvassing in a lot of places to see where there are people who have specific needs, also to let them know about the resources we're bringing into the neighborhood. We have started a reconstruction cleanup project where we're deconstructing houses and then starting on the process of cleaning mold. And we are generally trying to look ahead to what the communities will be in need of as things change. As you said, we were one of the first people on the ground working with communities to fulfill the needs. Now we're seeing that there are some aid organizations coming in, albeit quite late. They are less connected to the communities themselves, so we're still trying to bring the need where it's not getting. But we're also aware that the needs are going to start changing, and we want to keep thinking ahead about what will be needed in these communities as they begin the long-term recovery.
You've been canvassing these neighborhoods to find out what people need. In some of the areas, like in Coney Island, you've been finding people who have been without food, heat, hot water for days.
Weeks at this point.
Exactly. How common is this to find people who are in desperate need and yet haven't had any contact with any city or federal or state or other organizations to meet those needs?
I just want to say that I don't know what the status is as of yesterday. I was gone for one day. But a lot of people were coming across folks who nobody had seen them yet. No one from the state, no one from the city, no one from the government. It seemed to be that maybe was starting to happen. But in our experience of the first weeks, there were lots of people in desperate need, especially in public housing, which the government is supposed to be in charge of. But especially public housing, it seemed like a lot of people, especially on high floors, were stuck up there, unable to get down, elderly folks, disabled folks, and really hadn't seen anyone before we knocked on the door.
And what kind of aid are you able to give them immediately as soon as you come across them?
It depends on the situation, and it's different in every community, so I don't want to speak as specifically. We had times where we were going and knocking on doors and seeing what people needed and then coming back to our distribution centers in the affected communities and bringing the stuff back to them. We do have medical support in some of these locations. Not certain if medical support has gone door to door or not, but we do have medical support in some of our locations. I know in one instance we brought a woman to the hospital that was in desperate need of help. So I know there's been these instances throughout the few weeks.
You say that you're beginning to look forward. What do you see as being the changing needs of people in the affected communities as you go forward from here?
Instead of thinking about getting people food and getting them warm, there's questions about long-term housing and long-term environmental health issues. And so those are two of the biggest needs that we need to start thinking about. So we're trying to look forward and thinking about the possibility of people being displaced from their communities because of the storm. We're looking forward to think about how we can change some of the environmental factors to make them a more safe and healthy place to live. Those are some of the questions that we're starting to ask ourselves as power has begun to come back on in some of these areas.
And you also said you're beginning to work on constructing houses. What kind of work are you doing there?
We had teams of people going out over the last 3 days to do reconstruction efforts. In some cases, that means gutting the houses and then doing mold remediation cleaning. In some cases, it might look a little bit different. Every house has a different need. So we're not demolishing houses. It's more about getting them reconstructed and clean and helping people do that in their own houses. As we think towards the future, we're very concerned about displacement of individuals, and we're very concerned about their long-term health. And these are the kinds of things that FEMA and government agencies are not necessarily thinking about and not able to do. So as these government institutions and bigger aid institutions come in, we keep looking to fill the holes that are not being filled. And we expect that the fight might become more political, as we've seen in other cities. What's happened after storms is that it's been an opportune moment for development and displacement. And we want to make sure that's not what's happening.
What kind of material donations are you looking for now? since you're now more into a cleanup phase, you said you don't need clothes anymore, but there are other things that you do need.
We still are collecting cleaning supplies, flashlights, batteries. We also have a wedding registry up where folks can buy the bigger ticket items that we need, like generators and building materials, building tools. Then we still need the everyday things like spray cleaners and sponges and rags and brooms and mops and blankets, baby wipes and things like that, toothpaste, toothbrush. So we're still going to need these material goods for at least a little while longer, and we anticipate needing to think differently and broadening our needs. I know that there's talk of trying to create a tool library so that people can just come and get the tools they need to do the kind of things that they need to do in their houses. So that's one thing that we spoke about. And we also hope to be able to continue bringing in the financial donations that people were very quick to donate at the very beginning.
If people want to volunteer to physically help out, if they want to be among the boots on the ground, what can they do?
They can show up at either St. Jacoby Church in Sunset Park, which is at 54th Street and 4th Avenue, or at 520 Clinton Avenue in Clinton Hill. And from both of those sites, we can get them to the places where there's the most need.
Tammy Shapiro is an organizer with Occupy Sandy. She says they particularly need volunteers who have cars and are available during the week. For additional information about how to make donations or to volunteer, you can go to their webpage, interoccupy.net/OccupySandy.